suppose the backdrop, Kieran, as you know, there's a lot of talk in League of Ireland circles, not just with Van Harps at the moment, about club ownership, and with so many private owners in the league over the coming in over the last 10, 15 years, and with the amount of rising costs just generally being experienced by the country, we have to look at new ways to sustain the club and build the club into the future. The co-op model, which came in 1996, has served us really well. So the first things we want to do is really re-engage the shareholders. Obviously, that's 27 years ago that people first bought shares, and some of those people may pass away, or they may have handed that share, signed it over to a different person. So what we're trying to do now is really re-engage with people and look at how we, you know, secure the club going forward, and how we, you know, support the work that's going on at all levels of the club, with the new women's teams, with the increasing work in the academy, and of course the community work, which has grown year on year, especially with the appointment of Steve McNutt as FSO officer over the last few years. So, there's been some changes in the league, Kieran, which have been widely discussed. You know, the payment to players now goes through November as well, and just with rising costs, which every business is experiencing, we need to look at how we can just bring in new cash revenues. I mean, like everybody, we look at our costs and how do we minimize them, and look at our income streams and look at how we can increase them. So we need to have a conversation now with our shareholders about a more kind of active participation with shareholders, and how we, you know, how we do that to make sure that we can bring the club forward.
You did touch on it, Aidan, there a few seconds ago. It's not just a team now. You have underage team both at boys and girls. How does this affect you financially? And I'm sure it's another challenge.
Yeah, you know, something, Kieran, the people we have involved at Van Harps, I can't speak highly enough of them. The teams go out every single weekend, and obviously there's buses like this weekend going all over the country, and then there's training facilities and kits and all the rest of it. So the academy has been enormously successful, as people can see from our first team, and see, you know, five or six lads from the academy featuring every weekend, and you know there's more on the way, and there's some very bright prospects coming up, you know, through the ranks. And plus, we're just giving them the chance to play at an elite level and play at national level. And it's very important that we have that in the county. And of course, there was the women's under 17 and 19 teams, which were brought through last year. And Paddy McDade and his crew of people on that are doing tremendous work. So, you know, you've got people like Kevin McHugh in the academy side. You've got a large team of coaches and volunteers making that happen. We've some great sponsors who are helping out. So, it adds to the workload, and it's a big project and a big family now. But, you know, Finn Harps, I suppose since 1969, we've had the franchise to play senior football in the League of Ireland and represent Donegal and the Northwest. So it's a case now of, Kieran, really how we can build on that into the future. It can be a very bright future, but obviously it takes finance, and I suppose we need to evolve onto a different stage now to secure the future of the club, and to, you know, and to be able to build on all those foundations which people are working on every week.
You used two words there, Aidan, the word future and finance. This week we've seen the Wexford match being put back, and I think it's three matches now in space of a week. Talk to me about the burden on finance for the club. No home gate for quite a while, and obviously wages have to be paid.
Well, yeah, we, you know, it's not ideal, Kieran. We were, you know, in senior football, we're kind of used to fixture changes. But come the end of the season, and thankfully we're still in the hunt for a playoff place, despite the incredible travel that we've had this year. So the Wexford match, yeah, was put back to Monday week, and what we need now is really people to come out. We're playing, obviously, Wexford on the 14th, and then We're followed up with the last game of the season against Treaty on the 18th. So we really need people to come out now. The tickets are actually available online on the website, finharps.ie. And so come the end of the season, you know, this time of year, historically, Harps fans love to come out and get behind the team. But this young team and these young players have really stood up this year. It's been, as I said, a really, really difficult travel schedule. But, you know, they've never complained. They've always got on with it. So it would be just great if people can just get out and cheer on the team. You know, it's a slight outside chance of the playoffs, but who knows. And the crowd at Finn Park, Kieran, as we all know, when that place is bouncing and there's a good atmosphere there, it really helps the team.
In terms of the future of Finn Harps Football Club, the first thing everybody thinks on is the new stadium. How close are we near to work restarting instant order, Aidan?
Kieran, you know something, there's been definitive answers given out before, and I don't want to do that because people have heard it before. The meetings are ongoing, and we will give shareholders an update at the SGM. It is still very much a live project. All the stakeholders are engaged with the club, and that includes the council, the FEI, the people on the construction and design side, and obviously the department. So I haven't got an exact date, Kieran. I can say that, yeah, it's still very much a live project, and the future of Finn Harps is, as you say, dependent on it. So it has to happen, and there's no stone unturned. A lot of the delays can be put down again to rising costs, but people are putting a huge amount of work in to make sure that this gets delivered. Because, you know what, Kieran, when you look at the potential of the club, and people from both inside and outside the county have always said that Finn Harps has the potential to be one of the biggest clubs in the country. And, you know, with all of the community work and everything else that has gone on over the last 10-12 years, I think that potential has grown. So if we can deliver facilities, it's the best way of delivering a very competitive team. And long term, Kieran, you know, we want to get out that the message can, you know, it can be a really positive future. It can be a really positive asset to Donegal, where somewhere the new stadium and a competitive team, you know, playing in the Premier Division, because that's where everybody wants to be, playing Derry City, playing Shamrock Rovers, playing Bohemians, Sligo Rovers, etc. That this can be somewhere where people from Donegal can bring people if they're visiting from elsewhere, or bring the family, or just a regular place to go to at an affordable price. So we really want to make this happen for the county. And there's a tremendous chance now with Finn Harps, even though there's huge challenges, there's also a tremendous opportunity to really deliver a legacy project that will be here for young people for years to come. So we hope now in the short term, people will come out, they'll support the support us in these two matches on the 14th and the 18th. And also with just the cost challenges and delay in matches, if people can support our draw, which is, you know, tickets are only €10 and they're available on finharps.ie. If people can back us in the short term and make sure that we can secure the club coming into next season, then I'm more convinced than ever that we can have a bright future.
Finally, Aidan Campbell, before I let you go, this October bank holiday, I think it is Saturday, the 26th of October, Villa Rose Hotel is the venue in Ballybuffet, the club, 70th birthday bash, lots of history attached to the club, 50 years since the club were in Europe, they won the FAI Cup in 1974, so it promises to be a great night of nostalgia and a great night the family of Finn Harps Football Club.
It's going to be a great night, Kieran. It's been organised by great people, Denise O'Neill and Joey O'Leary, who were on the board before, and Nigel Hegarty, Rory White, Mary McGinty, of the all diehard Harps supporters, and they want it to be about the people over the 70 years, the players, of course, but obviously the people off the pitch who've just given us, you know, the achievements of delivering a senior club since 1969, and that the whole club stood for 70 years. It's just astonishing. Kieran, even in my time, I've seen so many clubs come and go, and for this country club to, you know, still be alive and growing is just testament to the people, you know, who do, this is just the people like Charlie McHugh and Kohudor Lotto and all of the people who support our 500 club and regular sponsors. And but those people on match night, you know, our match night people through the years, and everybody, Kieran, from all walks in the club, stewards, board members, volunteers of all kinds. It's just going to be a great night for them to celebrate just Finn Harp's 70th anniversary and just have a great night and a great. I know they want to have lots of crack involved, so everybody's welcome.
Aidan Campbell, Commercial Officer of Finn Harp Football Club. Thank you so much, Aidan, for joining us here on Highland Radio Sport this
Thank
weekend.
Thank you, Kieran. Thank you.